We are listener supported. One Radio Network.
Because if you've got tiny antibodies, it means your immune system's good. You had to be there for that ant one. Well, okay, here we go. Hour number two of our little show. This is Patrick Timpone. OneRadioNetwork.com, September 11, 2018. Over the past 3 or 4 weeks, we've been getting into this immune system thing. We start with Dr. Thomas Cowan and on the vaccines and the cell-mediated immune system and antibodies and then autoimmune, and even had some conversations about low-dose naltrexone moderating the immune system, and we're going to do another show with a Dr. Berkson next week about that. But Wayne Blakely is here, and he knows a lot of stuff about the immune system that he learned quite a bit about it during all his research to develop his products and to help his son who had autistic symptoms many years ago, who's doing very well. Thank you very much. And Wayne is the Living Streams guy that we've been talking about every day. So, Wayne, are you ready for a little, first of all, good morning. You ready for a little immune system 101 here this morning? Go to class?
Yes, I am. Good morning to you.
Well, good. You got your blackboard, your whiteboard? Oh, my goodness. I mean,
Notepads, recorders.
Recorders, yeah. How are you doing there, Mr. Blakely? How are things up in Moose Land, everybody?
Good. Weather's beautiful.
Everybody good?
Getting a little bit of rain showers now, mm-hmm. And it's great to be alive.
Yes, it is, sir. What is your, give us your opinion, research, whatever term you want to use, of what happens in the immune system when, say, someone is given, say, a vaccine with an adjuvant. Can you have theories or research showing what you believe happens?
Well, upon getting inoculation into your bloodstream, immediately your immune system kicks into high gear. And it goes after to produce antibodies in your body because all the diseases, infections that are in inoculations, that's what they're mainly made of. They're made of diseases that have been harmed by radiation or heat treated to try to slow them down. But when your body sees those coming into the body, it immediately goes into an emergency mode and starts reproducing and start manufacturing and searching out these pathogens that came in. It's an immediate response. It's not something, and within 2 weeks you get maximum, you know, results from the inoculation. Your body's in heavy-duty overdrive to produce antibodies to kill, to destroy. Now, a lot of people don't understand, you know, I barely understand it myself, but I've been studying it for years and years, how the immune system works. Now, what we call the immune system, the antibody system that works in your body, that is actually a backup system for the primary immune system. Mm-hmm. Primary immune system utilizes several things, but number one is the probiotics in your gut that actually defend your body from poisons. Usually we get these, I call them poisons, or bacteria, viruses, fungus, things like that come in through your food.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're breathing it in. It's in your system that way, but not straight into your blood. That's why inoculation is so serious.
So when we give an inoculation, Dr. Cowan said that if we just gave a live virus of this or that, the body wouldn't react at all, but they have to put these adjuvants in there, which are toxins. Is that true?
I don't get that.
You don't understand. Okay.
It's mixed with poison. I always call it poison because it's not supposed to be in your body.
Right. But
it's never proved anywhere that I've ever seen, what I've researched, I've seen, that it even does anything except damage your backup immune system.
That's what he's suggesting. That's the reason the antibodies get whacked up, is because the body's reacting to the adjuvants and not the live virus.
Well, they're not really whacked out. If your body's going into an emergency, first thing that happens is your body has these identifier cells. They call them identifiers, like little computers that go out looking for pathogens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's in your body all the time. It's always looking for a pathogen.
Right.
That's how antibodies get created.
Right.
Okay, they're looking for them, and when they search out, they look at the bacteria. Let's give it a bacteria, okay? Say it's a bacteria.
Okay.
So it's looking for a bacteria, and it doesn't look at the bacteria like we do, like you look at somebody walking into your room, okay? It doesn't look at it. It looks at the bacteria or cells or whatever it is. It looks at it that It looks at the DNA of that bacteria, virus, or cell. That's what it does. It looks at DNA, and it determines if it is a pathogenic or a cell or something that's harmless. That's the way it does, because there's thousands of cells, bacteria in your body, funguses, and all kinds of stuff floating around your body. So that's how it identifies it as a pathogenic. So once it identifies the pathogenic bacteria, let's say it's called the bacteria, okay,
mm-hmm.
as a pathogen, at that point it maps it, and it's called mapping it.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does, it takes all the measurements of this pathogen that's in the body,
mm-hmm.
and then it transmits that information. Now, there's a little discussion on this, how it does this out there in the scientific world. Either radio frequencies or photon energy, like laser lights. Now, that's the two arguments out there, okay? So it doesn't really matter, because it does get it back to the immune system. And once the immune system picks this up, it starts producing these antibodies to go out through the body to attack these viruses, bacteria, or whatever it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to form the antibody in the right form, like a puzzle, to fit around the bacteria to destroy it.
Oh, cool.
That's how it does it.
Okay.
That's how the backup system works. And it produces lots, and it takes more energy to produce an antibody than any other function of the body, because it has to create that cell from scratch. Okay, now, mitosis, where the cell of the body just splits apart, takes extremely small amounts of energy to do that. You understand?
Which is so the natural immune system, mitosis.
That's the way the cells replicate.
I see, okay.
Cells replicate, just cells. But the antibody is made from scratch. It takes more energy than any other function. So when people get sick, they get tired. All they want to do is sleep, because the body is kicking in high gear and making antibodies.
Okay.
Okay, now, if you've got, I think you were asking me about autoimmune disease, and how the body attacks itself.
Yeah, let me stop you a second, then we'll get to autoimmune.
Sure.
So in a kind of a perfect setting, we have is it called cell-mediated immune system, or what did you call it? It's similar?
Say again?
Cell-mediated immune system.
No, I never said that.
Never. No, I mean, is that also the same thing as the natural? That's what Colin called it anyway, cell-mediated.
I don't know what that, okay. What that means.
Okay, so the body.
It all has to do with methylation in the body, how the body functions, how much energy a person does have to fight off this disease.
Right. So they have a bacteria that comes in through the food or something like that.
Yeah, that's usually what happens when your digestive tract, it dies in the gut. It'll die down there. And these bacteria produce all kinds, that live in your gut, produce these molecules, acid molecules that actually, they call bactericins, that actually defeat and they fight each other. There's a war going on in your body all the time, constantly.
But normally the immune system.
Yeah, that's normally the immune system. Is not 70% of it is in your digestive.
And it's going to handle everything without creating.
Handles
antibodies?
Everything without kicking in a backup system, right?
Okay. And the backup system only comes in when things get out of hand.
When things get out of hand,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's when it comes in. That's when you're really sick. You know? So normally we walk around. You know, if you're feeling pretty good, that means your immune system, your digestive tract is working.
Right.
Correctly, see?
Yeah. So
there's always diseases coming in your body constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly coming in. Breathe them in. You're drinking water, has something in it. And the gut will take care of most. That's what it's supposed to be like when you're healthy. So the backup system, all the doctors and inoculation companies are trying to kick in the backup system when they don't need that.
It's through vaccines.
For vaccines, see. If you just got a good gut going and you're healthy, you can overcome it. Even if you get sick from it, you can still overcome it.
Sure.
Because of the bacteria. But then they want you not to get sick, so they're trying to kick in. So your body is constantly making these antibodies when you get inoculations when you don't really need them. They come in when you're sick.
Yeah.
And that's how they come in.
So you could see how that could be a kind of a challenging thing if a kid is 3 or 4 months old doing that.
Well, you should never have children.
I know.
Never. They don't have an immune system. They have nothing going on until they get, those bacteria from their mother's milk to get them strong and start building their body up. And that's what they have to have. And that's what we are. We're symbiotic to the world around us.
Yeah.
And you start messing with that, it starts screwing it up. And you give them those antibiotics and stuff, it kills the good bacteria along with the bad bacteria, and that's when it starts. That's when your methylation starts screwing up, and actually the way your body's supposed to function.
My vet was saying the same thing goes on when you give a little puppy vaccine. Same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, same thing. Animals, anybody.
Same thing.
See, you're injecting a foreign body into the body, a foreign product into the body. The body does not know when it's coming. It's not a natural thing.
So does the body create lots more antibodies or just stronger ones when these things happen, maybe an infection, leaky gut,
vaccines?
Well, basically,
your body, your immune system goes into shock.
Into shock.
Absolutely.
And what does
going
that mean?
Going into overdrive immediately trying to figure out what happened, what was dumped into the body. Because when you dump it into the body, it's different than digestive tract. When you dump it into the bloodstream, it knows immediately what happened.
Okay.
It's an immediate thing. The blood is a highway of the body, and the blood is the life of the body. You dump it into that, even the brain, the body knows immediately this has happened, and it goes into overdrive. Most children nowadays, they give them a shot, and 2 weeks later, they're deathly sick. They're in the hospital with a fever that can't be controlled. That's what happens usually, and parents need to recognize that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So then walk us through, then, how does the whole autoimmune system happen? Autoimmune diseases, like lupus and fibromyalgia and all that stuff.
Remember I talked about there was no such thing as an autoimmune disease prior to 1960. That's a whole other story. Okay, I can talk about. But what happens is a virus or a bacteria. Now the human body and bacteria, all bacteria and human beings are what they call DNA promiscuous. Okay. And that means that the DNA, a lot of pieces of DNA that float around your body that are undigested in your digestive tract, and they float around in your body, in your bloodstream, what they do is they get on your cells. They stick on your cells, the DNA of other bugs and stuff like that. You know,
okay.
Food that you eat will stick on your cells, and like a mustard plaster. And that's what you call mycoplasma. They call it mycoplasma. There's a guy named Donald Scott in Canada that does this research. His daddy did, now his son's doing it. And these guys are geniuses about this. And you can go look at them up, and they'll tell you a lot about what they did. They actually did a lot of this stuff on purpose because they understood this in the 40s. They could do this to human beings and make bioweapons and things like that.
Okay, so you get these undigestible proteins that stick on to the cells?
They stick on your cells, and they influence the cells. They influence the cells. Now, just imagine in fantasy land, okay?
Okay.
You take brucellosis, which is a very nasty disease. I mean, you can live with it, but it's very dangerous, okay? And especially agriculture, but you can catch it too. And you take it and grow it in a vat with high nutrient food, and then you shatter it with a frequency into little pieces of DNA floating around inside. It's not a disease anymore. It's just shattered in a million pieces, dead. Then you take a virus, an inert virus, do the same thing in another tank, and grow it up, and then you do the same thing. You shatter it, and you break it into tiny little pieces as viruses. Now, a virus is made up of silica. That's all it's made of, silica and protein. And when that happens, they're floating around in there. I mean, they're inert. It's just an inert type of deal. And when you mix the two together, the pieces of DNA that's floating around in the brucellosis adhere themselves to the pieces of crystalline, like a picture, crystalline viruses. That's what it does. That's what you call a retrovirus. And that's how they apply it to people in research to try to change their cell. I mean, in other words, change their DNA in their cell, because it doesn't get in your DNA. It's just on the outside of your cell. Gets on your DNA, but it's on the outside. It can't get inside. And it influences the cell. That's what's wrong with these genetically modified foods, because if they get on your cell, it reacts to the cell to tell it to make certain deals, to change the makeup of the cell by influencing it. That's what a retrovirus is. These are actually retroviruses. So what happens when you get this in your body, you breathe it in your lungs, say they spray it on you, it's in the air, you eat it, it gets in your body, and it travels through your body because it's inert. It's not a disease, right? It's not against the law to do this. And so, because it's not a disease, but it adheres to your cells. Okay? And then when your identifier cells come around, look at your cell, they see this brucellosis DNA. Oh, my God, this stuff is horrible. So immediately it transmits this information. Once they map the cell that it's sticking on back to the immune system and starts making the antibodies, it goes after this disease that the body thinks it's got, which is adhered to a human cell.
Okay.
And that's where the antibodies start consuming those diseases. They think it's a disease, and it's their own human cell they're consuming. That's what an autoimmune disease.
So this you mapped this thing out with brucellosis, which was used as experiments long ago to put into the air to see what it would do?
Right.
Okay, but so then in an everyday world like 2018, other than brucellosis, does it work the same way?
Works with any disease.
Any kind of thing.
Right, because it any kind of disease, and that's why when you're real weak and it gets on there, your body looks at a disease, starts to recognize it as a disease, and it's not a disease. Now, this happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This goes on all the time. The body usually handles it. Usually there's a small amount of a little area here, and the body will consume that up and it's gone. But when you have it throughout your body, and see, these retroviruses that are on your cells, when that cell divides, it takes a copy with it, just like a photograph. Every cell divides, still has it on the cell, keeps dividing and keeps replicating, it keeps a copy of it.
Hmm.
And it's on the egg and the sperm. And when the babies are born, they've got it.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's
how serious it is. It's a serious deal. And we did a lot of research on this. A guy named Dr. Bill Deegan and I did a lot of research on it, did a lot of studying on this, and we proved certain aspects of our product, how it slows that down or stops it. So, because of frequency. You can actually use frequency machines. Certain frequency machines will break that off your body. It's like a piece of clay on an iron rod, and then you hit it with a hammer, it breaks it off. There's certain frequency that will take that off your body. But I have no idea which ones to use. That's how we live. That's how it is. Now, when you eat probiotics that has no human DNA on it at all, and then when it goes through your body, this is research that's been done many, many times, and you eat it, and it goes through your rectum, comes out, 80% of those bacteria have human DNA on them.
So what does that tell us?
That tells us because we exchange DNA with other things that come through us.
Oh, good.
That's what happens. It's not good. I don't know if it's good or bad.
Being silly, right? So I don't know what that means when you say
that. That's what it means is we are DNA promiscuous, they call it. And so are the bacteria. And so is everything else comes in your body or DNA. They swap back and forth. But if you're healthy and your frequency is high, that all just doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter.
It knocks it right off your DNA.
In a big picture, when we're really healthy, we got it going on, clicking on all 12 cylinders. A lot of this stuff we're talking about is a moot point. The body just deals with it, and we might feel a little...
Only when you're sick, only when you're beat down, when you're weak, when your frequency is low in your body, energy levels are low, that's when people start getting sick.
Mm-hmm. And then,
so you beat the human body down far enough, then it's going to do this.
And then if you're down, if I understand what you're saying, Wayne, then if you get down far enough and the body's got to really bring out the heavy artillery, the antibodies... That's when you really feel
exactly
bad because you make these from scratch. I mean,
right, it makes it from scratch. It actually builds itself in your body. And there's somatids in there that help fight your body off. That's another story altogether. They're in the red blood cells. They come out and they start. Because the immune system is not just one aspect of the antibodies. And all the medical field think that's all it is, but there's several ways the body defends itself.
Yeah. George wants to know, I'm trying to understand this, thanks for the show, what are killer cells, NK cells, and all those things? How do they fit into this?
Well, somatid. They come out of this. When you get sick, somatids are fascinating if you want to talk about that, but they come out and they destroy things. They're bugs, actually bugs that the body makes, and they come out of the red blood cells. They're stored in the red blood cells. They're genetic materials, what they are. I've done a lot of research on somatids, and we've had some research done how to stimulate somatid production in your body. They live in the red blood cells, and they come out, and they morph into different kinds of bacteria, and they go after pathogens.
Hmm.
And that's another complete, I mean, that's a two-hour program.
It is like a Game of Thrones down there, isn't it? Everybody's,
oh, yeah,
everybody's
like
trying
everything,
to eat,
everybody's
trying to eat everybody.
The body has backup systems all over the place. Now, somatids are interesting because if you're sick, now morphine, they morph from, it's genetic material in your red blood cells. Mm-hmm. And they found the same genetic material in the ocean, deep in the ocean. But what it does, it morphs into a normal, healthy human being. When these somatids come out of your bloodstream, they're searching for, you know, they're searching for something, something bad is what they want to kill. So they'll morph to one kind of bacteria, and then they morph to another kind, completely different kind of bacteria. And then they morph to a third type, and then they go back into the red blood cells.
Wow.
That's how they rotate. They come in, go out, come in, go out. But if you're sick, I've got this research, I've studied this. They'll morph into 16 different kinds of bugs.
Okay.
Going after pathogens in your bacteria. Depends on what it is, they morph in these different bacteria. Up to 16, there's a 16-cycle transmutation of these bugs. And then they'll go back. That's when you're really sick. That's when somebody's really sick that does this.
What a beautiful system, though, really.
It is. And then another thing that happens with somatids, when a person dies, okay, these somatids pour out of the red blood cells, and they start to consume the body quickly.
Woo.
And that's what they do. That's why human bodies rot so quick.
Wow.
They have to get them in the ground quick because of the somatids.
Hmm.
They just break it down. They just break it down like it's supposed to. That's their job to do that.
Which is really, just big picture, is really an argument to not try to go in and try to kill anything at any time, isn't it?
Right, right.
Because you don't know who you're killing.
Yeah, when you throw that stuff in there, it just screws up everything.
Yeah.
Antibiotics, everything. That's why our body's always in an uproar, and we have to try to calm it down.
Huh.
That's what I try to do, balance the gut, balance everything out.
Yeah.
So calm it down, make it feel better, and just make it feel safe, because it's frantic. Your subconscious going into overdrive trying to figure out, and you're all nervous, and then you're exhausted because of the antibody production.
So when are the antibiotics one of the only things, are the main things that screw up and kill things? Are there other
Let me say one thing. I'm not an expert in this. Okay, this is research. That
you sound
I've read.
Pretty expert to me, kid.
I'm not. I'm not an expert. There's a lot more complicated than what I'm talking.
Oh, of course, there's always more. Yeah.
I read stuff I couldn't even understand. at all. So no, there's people out there working in this area all the time. Now you can't find this information. I think it's been all completely erased off the internet. There's papers I've read I cannot find anymore. And I've seen a lot of this, so you really can't. This stuff, I read this stuff clear back in the 90s. And of course, I was working with with another gentleman. And also, in Kansas City, Missouri, we had a library there that had every research paper in the world there. You could go there.
Wow.
It cost $5 a joint. If you wanted to buy the papers, you could, or you could read it right there. Every paper in the world written on research, and all separated, and we could easily find stuff. So I had, I learned a lot from that company. And Toby'd be over there; he'd pull out papers, he'd buy papers. And of course, I had to pay him back, and he'd buy them and bring them to me and give them to me.
Mm-hmm.
He had them on disc; he had them printed. I mean, just all this stuff just came across my desk. It was just fascinating.
What were you looking for at the time? Just information?
Just anything about just probiotics and...
Yeah, well, so you can...
Anything about bacteria, how the immune system works, things like this. Mm-hmm. And you just bring it. And I read them all. I read all this stuff. I just read. I was a voracious reader. I don't do too much of that anymore.
Yeah. I don't know how you remembered it all. All right, stay right there, Wayne. We're going to take a little break. Wayne Blakely, if you have questions about this, I think it's fascinating stuff to learn. I mean, we live in these bodies, and we really have to understand them a little better than what we are. Otherwise, we're just going to keep bumping into walls. And so we try to help you do that here. Andrew Goss will be here tomorrow, OneRadioNetwork.com, with The Real World of Money. Wayne Blakely, if you would like to ask him a question about some of his products we talk about every day, or just the immune system in general, or anything, just come on in, 888-663-6386, email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. One of my favorite plants on the planet is aloe vera. You've known aloe vera. I have a few of them outside on the porch, and then I bring them inside during the wintertime, and you can just put them in the window, and they don't even need light, and every now and then you can just cut a little piece if you, burn yourself or something. But the cool thing about aloe vera is if you look at the product that we promote, which is the Stockton Aloe 1, you can get this fresh frozen aloe in half-gallon containers, minimum of two. It comes in fresh frozen and all packed in styrofoam. It's really cool. And then you just put, you know, take it out, put it on the counter, and just defrost about 16 ounces. I like to use a little 16-ounce mason jar with a lid and do about 16 ounces, and then put the rest back in the freezer, and then you can drink that over 2 or 3 days, and it's really fresh and nice and tastes pretty good after a while. I mean, I gobble this stuff down, and then pour some out, and, you know, and then do it again. And it's a really nice way to get aloe. I don't know of a better way to get fresh aloe with no tagalongs, no preservatives, no pasteurization. I mean, it's really, really, really the purest stuff ever. So this is Stockton Aloe 1. Go on our website, click on the link, and there's a 2 half-gallon minimum. They'll also send you a little, to give you a tube along for free with a face cream, which is really a nice face cream. You can put the pearl seam in there, which I like to do, and make up your own little face cream. Stockton Aloe 1, OneRadioNetwork.com. Daniel Vitalis, this idea of colostrum being really good for the immune system, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the thing about colostrum is that it is developed in the blood of the cow right before it calves, and it's developed so that it can format the immune system of its calf. It's pretty important to understand that a calf would have no immune system if it got no colostrum. So it's pretty well understood that if you deprive a calf of colostrum, it's going to have a failure to thrive. It might even die. Now, human beings are a little bit different. We can survive without our mother's colostrum, but we never are going to have a fully intact immune system. But the important thing to remember is that we're living in an era where there's more people alive today with dysfunctional immune systems than ever before. And colostrum gives us the ability to actually restructure, rebuild, and reformat our immune systems so we can really thrive in our modern world today.
Explore, research, and order all of Daniel Vitalis' products, clicking on the Surthrival links on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. I have Dr. Cowan's book on the vaccines, and he goes through the whole thing when he gets people with the vaccine damage or just any kind of autoimmune thing going on. He's been using that LDN, low-dose naltrexone, with some people, but also then they put them on the GAPS diet, gets them eating good food and tries to heal their help their gut to heal. And then he also uses, one of the things he uses is colostrum. Yep, colostrum. He's got it right there in the book. So it really is a fine product if you'd like to try some. I've been doing a lot of colostrum, royal jelly, bee pollen. I've been kind of having that for breakfast and stuff. And it's really a fun product. Colostrum from Daniel Vitalis. Also, he has a new one out, which is the digestive bitters. It's a classic kind of European formula. You do a little sprays in your mouth before you eat. You put one in your glove compartment, and you can do a few little sprays when you go out to eat before and after, and it helps you to digest stuff. And that's at any Surthrival link. It is September 11, 2018. Wayne Blakely, he is the Living Streams man, and if you have questions about the products, as we always get questions, I get emails a lot, and Wayne spends a lot of time on the phone. And Wayne, before we get back into this, what's some of the top questions you get from people about our products here, the Living Streams? What's in, kind of the number one question that comes to mind?
Used to be they would ask me, what's a probiotic? That was before Dan and Yogurt came out, and thank God for Dan and Yogurt, because and they would ask, what is a probiotic? And I would say, it's in yogurt. You know, for instance, they'd say, well, you mean, what's in yogurt? What is it? And they said, it's a bacteria. It's a bacteria. They would get shocked. That was the beginning. But most people ask about what it can do and what they kind of, they got digestive tract issues. And I guess the digestive tract is the key for health. I mean, it really is. And staying away from medical doctors, inoculations, things like this, and taking drugs. Because it just throws a monkey wrench into everything. Yeah, our bodies, I mean, Sandy Ridout knows, after I talked to him for a while, he said, what I'm doing is basically, he's studying methylation. He He thought he had his hands on it, and he knew it, until I talked to him about somatids. He had no idea what somatids were even at. Mm-hmm. That's 50% of your function of your body is somatids.
Somatids? I never even heard of those.
You can't even replicate a cell unless you have somatids in your body. Mm-hmm. You know.
And why do we have those? How do we get
more? I told you, somatids are the ones that protect your body and help fight off, and they chemical change of your bloodstream and all. They do a miraculous, a huge amount of stuff that we don't even know about. It's not even being studied. So that's part of it. I mean, it's so complicated that no man, no group of men, no thousands of men could understand how the cells function, how the body functions. It's impossible. But it does it automatically if you give it the right stuff, the right nutrient. Like everything you said right there was absolutely perfect, because what you just said that on that advertisement there is what your body needs.
Yeah, just...
And colostrum is important, but people don't really understand what colostrum is. And I'd love to have a study on the functions of bacteria and milk, mother's milk, mammal milk, and what happens when they drink from the breast,
mm-hmm.
and what actually their immune system, what it does for the baby.
Mm.
And colostrum's great, but the problem is the baby can't digest it without bacteria. And there's no bacteria in the baby's gut for the first year. I mean, it's a great product if you got it straight from the mother, from the cow, if the cow was healthy.
Well, I wonder why, but then certainly when we breastfeed the little ones from day one, they're getting good stuff. I mean, you say...
Well, sure they are. Okay. If the mother's healthy.
Oh, if the mother's healthy, yeah. So, you know, what I've been doing is I've been taking the Living Streams Multi-Blend and maybe the Bifido, putting it in some colostrum in the fridge, you know, or
perfect.
Outside.
Perfect.
And I let it all kind of mix and eat together and make...
That's perfect.
I do.
That's perfect because, see, that's what happens. And the baby has no bacteria in their gut, and no, in people, you know, if you don't have bacteria in the colostrum, then it doesn't break down good. Colostrum is a high nutrient product; it's the best nutrient that comes out of a cow or the mother's milk. Now, all mammals have a lymph system, runs from the digestive tract up through the breast, right to the nipple, and when the milk comes out inside the breast tissue, the milk is sterile, absolutely sterile.
Wow.
But when it comes out, it's injected bacteria in the milk for the baby. This is where the immune system is.
Now, wait a minute. Say that again. I want to understand. Say that again.
All mammals,
right?
Especially, you know, they write books about it. You can buy books about bacteria from cows. And they have to do a lot of dairy. I used to study a lot of dairy.
So. Right.
And that's where I got my information to start with, about bacteria, about the dairy. Well, In a mammal's body, mm-hmm. it has a lymph system, runs from the digestive tract straight up through the breast tissue, and it injects the bacteria into the milk as it comes out the mother's milk.
Whoa.
It does it. They write books about it, but nobody knows this stuff. I've read a couple books on the subject.
That is so cool.
And if the mother's healthy, then it injects good probiotics into the baby. But if it's sick, it's putting pathogenic bacteria in the...
Whoa.
In the baby, which this is a big problem in this country, because I used to work with a bunch of, you know, women, and their babies, and how to heal their babies, you know, get their babies healthy, and they're all sick. And I tell these women, I said, well, you should have never gotten pregnant, because you're too sick to have a baby. And it's all because of the back of their gut, and their antibiotic use and things like this, it kills off all the bacteria in their body. You can't stop it from coming in. It comes in, and that's what gives the baby... And the animal, their immune system, because they're putting those bacteria in. They always talk about antibodies coming. That's not antibodies. It's bacteria that come in.
Okay. That's what formats the baby's immune system.
Absolutely. That's what formats the baby and starts growing, because they're not producing any acid. There's no enzymes going on. The bacteria go right in and start growing in the gut. That's the only way you can get bifidobacteria when you're a baby. You can get it through my products, but you can't get it. You can't get it. It just won't go through the gastrointestinal area.
Oh, that's why when we do your bifido in the mouth, we do it for the yttrium, because the
right.
actual bifido doesn't...
But the bifido 2 product I have, you put it in your ear,
it bypasses ear. Yeah.
the gastrointestinal tract, and it goes through the lymph system, the drainage system, goes right into the small intestinal tract. It bypasses the gastrointestinal tract. That's the reason I developed it. Now, for 50 years, they've been trying to develop a probiotic capsule that you could take that'll open up in that area so the bacteria start growing. There's two problems with that. Number one, it doesn't work. And number two, they put a pathetic bifidos in there. They're weak and they're dying anyway. You know.
What do you mean it doesn't work, number one? That's a bad one.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. That capsule doesn't work. because it'll break that capsule. Japan's been working on this for 50 years to develop a capsule that'll open up in that area of the small intestinal tract.
Oh, the enteric coat or something like that.
It's a coat, and it's supposed to open up down there, but it'll break. What breaks the capsule down is a low pH in the upper tract, in the stomach area. That's what breaks it down. They're trying to work on it. They still haven't had success with it.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
They sure claim it does, though. I mean, all over the place.
Well, yeah, they claim it, but I've read all the research on it. So that's the reason I developed a liquid product to bypass the gut.
Well, why doesn't the low pH just kill the liquid guys, too?
Because we put it in the ear, bypasses the gas.
Oh, okay, that's the Bifido, too, right? Okay.
That's the Bifido, too. You can use any of my products to do the same thing. They'll go right through, bypass the upper tract, and go right into the lower tract. And that's where your immune system kicks in down there.
So we could use any of the living streams in our ear?
Any of them. It's all safe.
How are we doing?
Totally safe.
Cool. So that, it bypasses the tummy totally.
Right. Yeah.
Where did you learn that you could put something
in? I learned that from a lymph expert, doctor, over in California. And she told me about that system and how it travels. See, your main port to return the waste products in your body is right there next to your stomach in your small intestinal tract. It goes down. It's right there. That's the main port where all the lymph system comes in and drains.
Into that little valve, you mean?
There's a valve, and all the lymph systems come together in one spot where it drains into the small intestinal tract. And so right there by your stomach area, it drains. And as it goes down, it goes right down in to the lower tract, and that's the waste product going out. Right, the base of the small intestinal tract is perfect.
So it's just a God thing. They knew what it was doing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you have more lymph system in your body than blood vessels.
Right.
And when you run, for instance, your lymph system pumping, if you're out running on a track or something, high exertion, breathing really hard, it pumps the lymph system more. There's more fluid going to the lymph system at that time than your blood is pumping.
That's why I think the rebounding is so good, boy.
Yeah, it's really good. Simple way to do it. There's another way to do it easier. All you do is take a deep breath. You ever seen these guys blow up these hot water bottles?
No.
You know, the muscle men back in the day, years ago. You're old enough to remember that. They used to have them on TV. They'd blow up these hot water bottles. And when you do that, you can take a deep breath and blow, and just hold the air in. Try to blow it out and do this like this. Well, it gets your blood pressure up.
Yeah.
It gets your blood pressure. Well, that pumps your lymph system better than anything you can do.
No kidding. So you
do that 5 times a day, you'll be perfectly healthy in your lymph system.
So let me see. So you're trying to blow out, but you're actually
Hold it in. You
so like we almost like that.
Right. You do it. You take a deep breath and blow the whole thing out, all the way out to the end. You
like
can
that?
Feel it in your head.
Wow.
Can't you?
What does that do?
That's your lymph system pumping.
That's great.
That's what an expert told me up in New York.
I'm going to do that.
He said, better than anything else you could possibly do to pump your lymph system.
No kidding.
Yeah, you don't do anything. Sit in a chair and do it.
That's hilarious. That's great. So
the lymph system. Get all that waste product out more efficiently, and it'll stop the diseases from trying to catch hold in your lymph system, infections, viruses, stuff like that.
I wonder why the lymph system pumps right there, Wayne, at that point of the
small
intestine. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
I never studied that, but she told me it. She told me this doctor, her name was, gosh, I can't remember her name. Anyway, I can't remember her name. It's been so long. She was really sick, too, and horrible digestive tract, and I helped her, but she told me, she was a doctor down there. I'll tell you one of these, I'll remember it, but it'll be an hour or two before I remember her name.
Gail wants to know, my doctor, I have a naturopathic doctor here in Southern California, says that I have a leaky gut, and we're taking the Restore product, the Exact Push. Does Wayne recommend anything that Living Streams for leaky gut? First off, what is leaky gut? Do you know what it is? I mean, can you explain it?
It's caused from several things, but I'm not a real fan of Restore.
You don't think it will?
Very secretive about what's in their product.
Maybe that's why that's good. Maybe they don't want to tell me about it.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't seen any good. I haven't seen any miracles happen.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know what that is. I know that they say in some of their papers, they say it's a prebiotic of food.
Mm-hmm.
know how I feel about that. Not to take, when you're sick, not to take a prebiotic, because it also stimulates pathogen production in the gut, too, besides the probiotic.
What is leaky gut?
Leaky gut is caused from damage to the intestinal tract. Usually it's called, there's two things, overgrowth of bacteria. And the number one cause is candida.
Okay.
That's the number one cause. And what candida does, you got to remember, candida is not a fungus or a yeast or anything like that. It is a platypus. It's its own species.
A platypus?
It's a platypus. You know what a platypus is? Unique.
Oh, okay.
Okay? It's a cross between a plant and a bacterium. It's a platypus. And there's no such other kind of animal on the planet except candida is different. So what it does, it roots in the small intestinal tract, and it grows like a plant. And that's why it spreads through the roots. It's just like roots grow through it.
Yeah.
It grows that way, and it produces spores. Now, it punches holes in the digestive tract walls.
Yeah.
It grows in your gut like a plant. It punches holes through it, and then it will put spores into your bloodstream and just travels everywhere. It'll go up your spinal column. It'll grow in female organs and tubular systems and their tubes and their female reproduction organs and grow there just like a plant. Just grow everywhere, just like a plant. Eat you up. Okay. Now candida punches holes, and then when it dies, sometimes it'll die. It leaves a hole in your gut.
Oh, good.
Because the roots grown right through your gut. See. So that's one of the reasons, but also the number one reason probably, it's probably both about the same, the bacteria, then the bacteria get in too, so that's what causes leaky gut.
So do we have a protocol with Living Streams for candida?
All you got to do is get your bacteria background. We have a product that helps heal. It's really good for healing the gut, which is 4 PM. It's really good for skin and also healing the intestinal walls, but you know, you got to get your bacteria right, get your body healthy for it to do that.
So what are the basics, one, if somebody, would they jump in with the multi-blend and the Bifido, you think?
Well, the multi-blend is good, but, you know, the Bifido is good because you're getting the right nutrient.
The yttrium, right?
To help you get the right nutrient. I mean, it helps get the right nutrient in your body so your body can heal, you see.
Uh-huh.
See, that is important about the Bifido and that those minerals that are in there. And that curcumin in there, because it helps the body form the molecules correctly in the lower tract so that you can get your food instead of getting plaque in your blood. And that's what happens. You don't have those minerals there to form the molecule correctly. It produces plaque. That's why Americans are all plaqued up, because those minerals are missing in our food. That's why it's so important with the Bifido.
Let's go back on the antibodies. So when these antibodies are raised up because of all the things we've talked about. So
right.
Do they then actually attack, Wayne, the different, like the joints maybe for arthritis or the muscles for fibromyalgia and lupus and all?
They will attack any part of your body that has this mycoplasma attached to the cells. And they think it's an enemy. And if they just start to destroy it, and that's what happens.
That's what happens. Wow.
And you got to remember, these mycoplasmas stay on all the cells in your body. And when you get too weak, now in other words, listen to this, if you get too weak to produce a cell in your body, in other words, a normal cell, that's when the deterioration starts. Because these antibodies are so hard to make, they can't make a lot of them at a time, okay? But your cells can replicate really, if you're healthy, your cells can replicate. If they're being destroyed by the antibodies, they're replicating faster than they can destroy them.
Okay.
So it doesn't really affect you.
Mm-hmm.
It's working on everybody. Everybody has this problem, but it's working. But your body's strong enough to replicate the cells. And it's usually when you get older, you get the autoimmune disease, your body's getting weak, you can't replicate the cells, and that's when the antibodies start taking over, heating you up. Because your cells can replicate faster than the antibodies can consume them. That's why you're still healthy, everybody's still walking around. Everybody has this in them. It's in the trees, it's in the bugs, it's in the... I mean, the animals carry it. The wild animals, they have it, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere. That mycoplasma, because they sprayed it over us from 1960 to 1975.
That's crazy.
Or North American Canada. That's what Merck Pharmaceutical did.
Mm-hmm.
It's documented. He tried to sell it as a bioweapon back in the 40s. You can go, like I said, I learned this stuff right from Donald Scott.
Leroy wants to know if there's anything that we can do to protect ourselves from glyphosates.
Yes, I don't like to talk about that too much, but yeah, you can take some of our products to help to overcome that. It breaks down the glyphosate in the gut. That's the Living Streams, the Bifido, and the Chabide helps overcome that.
Bifido and Chabide. I thought Chabide thing was...
The two bacteria breaks down the glyphosate. Now, glyphosate are interesting because the soil will break them down in the soil over a period of time. They eat the glyphosate up. It's not a poison. Okay, it's not a poison. It's not a chemical. It's a mixture of minerals together that actually stops the uptake of nutrients, especially minerals from your food.
From the plants. That's why it kills the plant, right?
Does the same thing to us.
Wow.
Exactly the same thing. Stops the uptake, and that's what causes celiac disease, because celiac disease really organ starts to deteriorate to die because not getting enough nutrients, starving to death. That's what causes celiac disease. And that's what glyphosate do.
So they're not really a poison. As people say, yeah. it's a bunch of things that they engineer to make the bodies not take minerals.
Basically, they bought it from a soap company used to use in the 50s.
I'll be done.
And in 1955, Monsanto patented it. Because it's really is safe, but the problem is there's no bacteria in our farmland anymore. So, you know, and they spray it right on the plant, which they're not supposed to do that, but they do it anyway. You know, they spray it right on the plant, and then when you eat the plant, you take in the glyphosate, does the same thing. If you look at it in a logical manner, okay, if you spray it on the soil to kill the weeds, okay, just kill the weeds, the next year it's gone because the bacteria in soil will eat it up, okay? But they don't do that. They spray it on a plant, healthy plants. It's designed to kill weeds.
Yeah.
But it does a great job. But, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, they're just using it wrong. If you got a piece of property that's full of weeds and you plant and there's nothing but weeds on it, well, to get rid of the weeds, you'd have to do that for a couple of years, spray it with glyphosate, and it would kill the weeds. And then you plant and you wouldn't have so many weeds. But the soil, if the soil's healthy, the soil will eat up all that. It eats up. That's the reason they've been using it so much, because farmers use it, and next year they can replant, and then nothing happens because the bacteria eat it up in the soil. It's a really... In that aspect, but they're not using it right. They're spraying it on all our wheat to kill the wheat so they can harvest and get a bigger harvest. And it's in the wheat. But if they sprayed it on the ground before they plant, I mean, the year, you know, you know what I'm saying? It's not a chemical. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not a poison. It just stops the uptake of minerals and nutrient from the soil that kills the weeds. That's what it's for.
And it's damaging our guts.
But if you eat it yourself, it's like taking something you should use on a drain cleaner. It's safe, normal, but you don't want to drink it.
No, I wouldn't.
See what I mean?
Here's an email from Mark. Hi, Patrick. Can you please ask Wayne if one can benefit from adding his probiotics to organic dairy products like milk that has been pasteurized? If so, what would the ratio be for, say, a quart or a gallon? Also,
just a couple drops, because these products love milk. But I can't guarantee what it's going to turn out, what kind of yogurt it's going to turn out.
You don't know what it's going to do, but you don't need a lot.
Well, I've done this before, but you got a kefir. It would kind of act like a kefir,
mm-hmm.
kind of, you know, because it's back to, like the Living Streams multi blend. It's a multi blend. If you wanted to use the Flora PM, that's one kind. That's Plantarum.
So you could do it with any of them, really.
Any of them. Yeah, they'll grow. They love milk, by the way, but there's no milk in my product.
All right. So
there's no grains in it either. No grains, no milk, no animal byproduct, nothing. Just herbs.
Do you have to put them outside the fridge for them to grow?
Yeah, usually you put them. Now, my bacteria will replicate below 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And everybody out there in the research said that's impossible. But I've tested mine in the refrigerator down to 34 degrees, and they're still replicating.
They're still making babies.
I grow them in cold temperatures anyway, and that changes the aspect of the bacteria. It makes them stronger, for one thing.
So for Mark, it doesn't matter if the dairy's pasteurized. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's okay. It backs it better. I highly recommend that they pasteurize themselves or simmer it before they add the product.
Oh, that's right, which is a classic.
It's still in there. There's bacteria in milk. There's still bacteria in milk. Mm-hmm. They do a flash heating on it. They take it up to 170 degrees just for just a fraction, I mean, maybe a second or two, and then they cool it.
All right.
That kills off most of them. But some bacteria, like, for instance, Yoni's disease, which is it's in 80% of the cows in this country, and it takes like 20 minutes at 170 degrees to kill it. It's a really tough bug. It's in there. So So there's different bacteria that are basically pretty harmless. I mean, they're not really going to hurt you in pasteurized milk. But I personally would not eat any kind of raw milk unless I had it tested in a lab, because I've done that study before.
A lot of stuff could be in there, huh?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I bought milk when I was in Missouri, bought milk from these organic farms, right? And I take the milk and have it tested at ABC Research in Florida. And the three I tested, they were organic, had pathogens in there that could kill you.
Really?
And one of them came back, gave me a note, and said, "This treat this as toxic waste because it's got bacteria that will kill you." And this woman had 189 head of cattle. She's an old woman. She was selling all across and delivering it to people all in Kansas City.
And she was calling it organic, and it wasn't?
It was raw milk. Huh. But you got to have it. Now, if you have it tested to some lab that makes sure there's no pathogens in it, it'll be okay to drink.
I know.
But I wouldn't drink. Personally, that's just my opinion, you know.
Yeah. I know in Ayurveda medicine, they even if you give grass-fed raw milk, they always have you cook a little bit before you drink it. They always did that.
Well, you can do that. It kills all the nasty stuff
sure.
in there.
Well, yeah.
Because like I said, if the cow's sick, it's going to go through the lymph system, it's going to pump it right into the... Because I've tested milk that was drawn out of the udder with a syringe, and I've tested milk that came the same cow. And one would be pristine, absolutely pristine, clean, no bugs in it at all, and the other would be loaded with them. I mean, you couldn't even see... I mean, the bacteria is so thick in there that you can look at it under a microscope. They're together. They're not floating around. They're jammed together. That's how many bacteria is in milk.
Wow.
That's why they pasteurize. And it could be pathogens, see?
Yeah.
Now, they teach in college that they get the pathogens in there from the fecal matter around the nipple. But no, it's not true at all. I mean, it comes injected in.
It's just like sick cows.
But they teach in college that it's dirty udders that do it. Dirty. It's dirty. That's not true at all. It's actually, you cannot stop it from coming in. It's impossible to stop it.
Second part go ahead.
So if you got a sick animal or a sick mother, she's going to make her baby sick.
Yeah, yeah. They're supposed to separate them from the herd right away when they're like that.
Well, they do, and then they fill them full of antibiotics and makes them worse, you know.
Yeah. Second part of Mark's question. Also, Wayne produced products for the garden and chickens in the past. Is he going to make these available again?
I do for special orders for people, but I'm not getting into agriculture again because I've spent $100,000 trying to promote this agriculture, and I haven't made a nickel back from it. I can't keep putting money out to try to convince people to get this to help their, and I can't make any money selling it in a small bottle. It's just not profitable to me at all. It's hard to make. And it costs too much, and people, you know, all my products are very expensive to produce, extremely expensive.
Wayne Brakely is here. We'll wrap it up in a minute. We'll take some more emails before we go, so jump in. But we have this break. This is a lady that Wayne introduced me to, and I'm so pleased that he has. Previously with Dr. Rulin Chu about her product called Pearlseum. So let's talk about the teeth first. Explain to me what's going on, because there's something magical when you dip your little toothbrush in water. Why do they look so sparkly and just, I don't know, something very energetically about the look of them?
Yeah, it's very, very magical. So like a group of scientists in France discovered that when you put pearl next to the bones or skins or other connective tissues, and they find it stimulates new growth of the bones and skins and connective tissues, and also to make existing bones and the skins more healthy and stronger. So brush your teeth with the pearl, then your teeth will make your existing teeth stronger, and also it will filling up, you know, teeth with the pearlseum, and the pearl powder will stimulate the new bone growth and also make the existing teeth very strong.
It's really a great product. You'll love it. Take it internally or on your teeth, and you can click an order, see the ad right there, Pearlseum, the nice green container, Pearlseum, on OneRadioNetwork.com. Wayne, thanks for introducing me to her. Have you brushed your teeth with this stuff? It's the bomb.
I have no teeth.
Oh, you have? What happened to your teeth?
Oh, they were pulled out years ago.
Oh.
I had a major infection in my... Because of the, A broken jaw I had in 1971, and when they wired me up, it caused infection. I lost teeth. Finally, I had them all pulled out because my bone was rotting away.
Wow, man, you've been through.
I had no teeth. Well, it's better to be alive than dead.
You think?
Okay. Yeah. It's better to be alive with no teeth than dead with teeth.
I think so. Wayne Blakely doesn't have any teeth, so he hasn't used it. I just wanted to ask him, folks, you got to try this. This is really amazing. It's not a white kind of thing like you see in, you know, the Hollywood, or as people get their teeth bleached, which I don't like the way that looks. You can just kind of tell it looks kind of fake white. This is a more pearly, shiny, hard surface where the light is shining through there. It's really a nice product to brush your teeth. You can take it internally. I bought two containers the other day, and I've been taking a lot more internally. I just like it. I like the vibes of it. It's Dr. Rulin Shu. It's Pearlseum, OneRadioNetwork.com. We recommend you do the two containers, and you get a really nice discount, I think about $60. And I'm going to work on it and get that as part of the link. But if you just go on the One Radio Network now, click on the Pearlseum link, it'll take you to a single. But then just go into their store and pick out the two, and I'd go ahead and buy that one. Okay. Previously, with our friend Brandon Amalani of Shen Blossom.
A good example of this also is like the Hoshu Wu formula. That is that's a new one that came out. It's really good because it's a blood builder. A lot of people don't understand that Hoshu Wu is actually toxic if it's not prepared correctly. So I wanted to come out with one that not only features the Hoshu Wu as the king herb in the formula, but it's prepared of a minimum of 14 days. Usually we try and get 20, 21 days of cooking it. So you can think of it as like it's in a slow cooker with black beans. And it's basically just cooking down and deactivating some of those liver toxic compounds. So we do use that as like the bulk of the formula, but we basically put a lot of like mature ginseng root, like in our root extract. We have the fermented and hydrolyzed pearl powder, reishi stem. And it's got Shu Di Hong, which is like a Romania type family. We got both the prepared warm stuff and then the cool stuff to kind of balance it out in a sense so it doesn't become sticky. If you get a good quality Hoshu Wu that's properly prepared, it definitely has some invigorating qualities to it and makes you feel relaxed, but yet fully vigorous and energized.
Now, that's the kind of Hoshu Wu that you would like, right? Really nice products, as you can hear. If you'd like to order Hoshu Wu or the other products, click on Shen Blossom right there on the front page, OneRadioNetwork.com.
My friend was down in Los Angeles recently, and he brought up some pure sulfur.
We just ordered some from you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I was just looking at it, and I was like, wow, you know, this stuff really is totally different. So I put a tablespoon in my mouth and just chugged it with water, and wow.
Yeah, thanks. A lot of people get that wow thing. I felt something first time I took it about 3 years ago, and we've been promoting this pure organic sulfur ever since. 2-pound orders, 3 different prices, United States, Canada, worldwide. And you can click an order right now on the front page right here, OneRadioNetwork.com. Yeah, baby, and if you'd like to get some, more than 4 pounds, just email me, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com, and we'll give you a discount, a little discount, okay? Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Otherwise, 2-pound orders are easy to do right on the website. United States, Canada, and worldwide, there are 3 different prices, 3 areas for your listening and dancing pleasure. Wayne Blakely, Living Streams Fellow. Let's get to some of these other emails before we go here, Mr. Wayne. I know what I want to ask you about antibodies. So when there are different products that are dampening down the antibodies, like we had a lady called, she had like a really high, huge amount of numbers that was attacking her thyroid. Her doctor, she put her on this low dose naltrexone to dampen it down, and she really felt a lot better. Is getting dampening down the antibodies, is that a reasonable?
Well, that's what doctors do when you get, you see, when you look at antibody counts.
Right.
Your body is in overdrive producing antibodies.
Right.
You have too many of them, so it makes you tired, makes you feel bad because it's producing them.
Right.
But antibodies are good because they're depend on what they're attacking. Now, if you're attacking your own body, yeah, you want to dampen them down somehow.
Right.
But doctors, I'll give you an example. When somebody's got hepatitis and they start taking my probiotics to make them stronger and healthier, they produce huge amounts of antibodies. The body's stronger. So the antibody counts go higher because they're able to make more of them, okay, because you've got a disease, okay? Now, the doctor looks at the blood. He says, oh, my God, your viral count's out of control.
Right.
That's not the case. It's because they can't see the viruses, so they look at the antibody. That's what I teach them in college. When your antibody levels go high, that means you're sick. You're really sick. Well, you are sick. Because it's trying to overcome the disease in your body. That's what the antibodies
are
for.
That's what it's doing.
So it depends if you've got an autoimmune disease. You don't want them high. It depends. You know, it all depends what you've got. And it's misdiagnosis around the world. I mean, it's just pathetic. And when your antibody's high, it's going after these viral counts. It's real typical in hepatitis. I've seen it, and they call me up, and people call me and say, my God. I said, well, I try to explain to them that your antibody count's going high. It's your own body kick, but because you're stronger, you're able to do it. You see?
Yeah, but then
that's why it's so screwed up. You really don't know. I mean, how are you supposed to know this stuff?
But then, if it's attacking your body, then what do you do with that?
Well, then you have to beat them down to slow them down. Like I told you about how we can slow that down. There's lots of ways to slow it down. I mean, I can do it. I can't talk about it on the air, but I know how to. There's different companies that make these frequencies that knock out the mycoplasma and different ways to do it.
Oh, you mean if you're getting to the cause?
Right,
yeah.
The cause of it.
All right.
And your body can overcome this stuff if you're strong enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your body can overcome anything if it's strong enough. I mean, it really can. I mean,
sure.
It can beat anything they throw at you. Trust me, you can overcome it, and your body can do it because you can't understand how the body functions. I mean. You know, Sandy tries to figure. He was working for years trying to figure out, but you can't figure it out because there's too many complicated things going on in the body, chemical reactions, and things that the body changes automatically once you're healthy. And the reason that you have all these diagnoses from all these different things is because the body is sick, and so they look at this and they misdiagnose. That's, by the way, Sandy's SIBO map is ready to go now. It's all done.
Oh, cool.
You might want to talk to Sandy about that.
Yeah, I'll give him a call.
And he's all he finished it up. 4,400 hours he put in that map, getting it ready, and it's all ready to go.
Yeah.
But he can that map can help you diagnose stuff much easier. Doctors misdiagnose all the time. That map is a surefire way to diagnose whatever wrong with you.
Here's an email from Lynn. I love your probiotics. Can you tell us exactly how to disperse them into the air, especially now that many folks may come down with allergies, colds, and flu, also for anxiety and better sleep.
You can put them in a nebulizer and blow them in the air, or you can put them in those little diffusers, or you can fog your house with them if you want to put a fogger.
Oh, you mean like the little diffusers for essential oils?
Yeah, that works great, like in the bedroom and stuff. But I wouldn't, if somebody's real, real sick, I wouldn't recommend just do it for just like short time. This stuff is really powerful stuff. In other words, you can just run it for an hour and then shut it off. Don't let it run all night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Or you can just put it in a room and just walk around the room and do it. That way. It diffuses really good into the air.
So it doesn't harm them to put them in that little diffuser. Doesn't that heat up the water a little bit?
As long as you don't have it heated. If it doesn't go over 115 degrees, it's okay.
Yeah, I don't think it does. I don't know.
But, you know, it won't heat him up. It's not just a regular diffuser doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's not heated. You don't want to boil it. I mean, you don't want to get it up high. I mean, it'll kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Kill it. Destroy it. 116 degrees, enzymes start dying. And then the bacteria won't live past 115 for very long.
Here's someone, continuous diarrhea for 7 months. Wow. Taking some super probiotics, which has decreased her pain and allowed control, but still has no stools. What could be causing this problem, or what could she do about it?
That woman needs to call me.
Call you?
Email about, yep, I can help her with that.
So you want to give your email? How do you do it?
Well, I'll give her email and have her send me. You can do it. You got her email. You email her or have her email me. You know, tell her to get a hold of me that way.
Oh, okay, because you can't do that.
You contact her, tell her how to get a hold of me.
So you can't?
I'll have her call me.
You can't do that over the phone?
No.
Okay. over the on the air.
The protocol that I had to help her get.
Mm-hmm. Would your liquid probiotics help ear fungus in dogs? A dog I know has mild ear fungus. It was given penicillin. Now the dog has an inner ear fungus too.
Well, there's a product out there, Panalog. It's a cream that you can get from vets that kills. More than likely, if it's a lab or something like this, it's got that fungus. Panalog. It's called Panalog. You get it from the vet. It's a yellowish cream, and buy the large bottle because you got to use it all to kill it. And it's hard to kill. Really hard to get rid of. The only thing I know, I had dogs with, especially ears with dogs with floppy ears. They get it bad.
I got some stuff from the vet. I think it's called Optic or something like that. That she goes in the creek, and if you don't, you know, she can get kind of that. It smells like old stale bread kind of thing sometimes, and you know, that musty.
A lot of the stuff you can get rid of with other products.
Yeah, it works really good. Yeah,
this stuff works good, but this one, especially labs get it. It's just horrible. You cannot get rid of it.
I'll be darned. Yeah,
that's the one I would recommend for some case, but if you can buy other products to get rid of it, then it's a mild form of some kind of fungus. There's 55,000 different kinds of funguses on the planet, and it's hard to tell which one is which. But the labs get them really, really bad, and they just some of the dogs. But the only gets the type of fungus gets in the ear, dogs with floppy ears, and they get into the water.
Yeah.
Outside.
We're in the creek. I'll email this lady the one that this guy, and it seems real safe. I think it just helps dry it out, you know, deep down in there.
Yeah.
Could I use, this is great, could I use ice cream as a carrier for the Living Streams blend?
Yeah, okay. I guess you could.
Sure.
You could, because it loves sugar and it loves milk. Huh. And yes, you could use it. You sure could.
That's good.
I don't recommend eating ice cream myself.
That's good. Well,
but yeah, you can do that. Yeah. Sure. And make it better.
Have you ever
make it better? Make the milk better. Yeah, the ice cream better. Yeah.
Have you ever had Natamu? That's fun. That's with coconut milk ice cream. It's kind of fun. Natamu.
Oh, I've never had that.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Somewhere along the way, before I ever heard of Wayne's work, I stumbled across and purchased three of the products: Living Minerals Probiotics Bifidone Glacier Milk. However, they were forgotten in the closet, and recently I found them and put them in the refrigerator. The Best Buy use date is 2014. Any chance they still might work?
Tell her to call me.
That's funny.
Give her my number to call me. I'll take care of it.
Were you making them in 2014?
Oh, yeah. I've been making them since 2004.
2004, right.
When I started, I was working on animals in the early 2000s, and then I started working at 2004, 2005 to develop human products. For humans, and did all our testing in 2005. We spent $250,000 testing everything through labs, and because we worked with soils in the beginning, and we worked with animals, we've seen miraculous animals. They heal so quick.
What were you doing with animals?
We have products for chickens and cattle and pigs to get rid of certain, you know, it makes them healthy immediately. And we do big jobs. I do those too.
Huh.
I got a job going over here at Washington where he's increasing his nutrient values of his grass-fed operation, and helping his animals get healthier. Animals get healthy quick when they're sick. I mean, just way quicker than people do.
Have you had any luck with helping to repair immune system, like on a vaccinated dog?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it all has to do with your gut. Dogs.
So just do the pet probiotics?
Pet probiotic is a good start. Depends on what's wrong with them. They'd have to call me. Some stuff I can't put out there, you know, I can't talk about.
Yeah.
So it's just the fact. It's a way of life in this country. You know?
Yeah, gotta be careful.
But I mean, we can help a lot of people. Not everybody, but we can help, you know, a lot of people. And, you know, we do have quality products. And they are all made. I mean, all these bacteria that I use are for the human body. They actually exist in the human gut. I don't use anything outside of that. No experimental crap. I don't do none of that stuff. So that's why our products. And there's nobody else making these products with these species in them that I know of in the whole world. So I was able to learn how to keep them alive.
Keep them
and
alive.
Liquid. Liquid.
Just like Frankenstein, you keep the little.
Well, I kind of like that, but they're very tough. They're very strong.
Yeah.
The way I process them, they're extremely, extremely strong. I mean, a paracasia is so hard to grow. It's just extremely hard to grow. And I was able to simplify the process.
And what product has a paracasia?
The Living Streams Multi-Blend has two species in it, and the Plantarum has another species of paracasia, which is, I haven't seen one that was as strong as that. And that is the strongest one. It's tough and strong, and I purchased that from a lab up in
Minnesota.
And I've kept it alive all this time. And the first thing I had to do is learn how to keep them alive so they were healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they could replicate. And I realized that bacteria need everything the human body needs because they eat the same food we do. Probiotic diet. So I had to learn how to feed them with the nutrient to keep them alive, just the nutrient they needed to stay alive for indefinitely. So that's what I had. That was my first. That was back in the years and years ago, and I did that. And then nobody ever told me I couldn't make a liquid probiotic, so I made one, and it worked. And it's just a process. You have to learn how to do it.
And what's their favorite food? Milk.
Milk is their favorite. They love it. They love it. All of them, they just love it. You know.
Isn't that funny?
See, these are all dairy microbes I use. These are the bacteria that dairy use to make certain products with the enzymes they produce to make certain kinds of yogurts or sour cream or cottage cheese. They use these different enzymes or cheeses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, paracasia is a cheese microbe, and so is curbatus, a cheese microbe. But they also use curbatus in a sausage manufacturing. And they used to take curbatus and used to make a, used to, I don't know, if, I'm sure they don't, used to make a natural antibiotic from it. I don't know what the properties it has. That was years and years ago. And they quit using it, I guess, because it wasn't strong enough. But the rhamnosus is used to make a certain kind of cheese. Rhamnosus makes a white cheese that's really, it's unique because I used it to make some cheese once. And it's a real dry cheese. But it's also, it tastes like when you eat, it's got a good flavor. So you can, that's what they did with these. They have good flavor and it tastes like it's got salt in it, but it doesn't have any salt in it. It's a really unique cheese. And then there's this Plantarum is a cheese microbe to make cheese out of it and use it for all kinds of stuff. In the dairy industry, you see, that's how they do it. They use that bacteria to make different byproducts, like, you know, not just milk. I mean, yogurts, all kinds of yogurts.
Mm-hmm.
Acidophilus is great. If you get a good acidophilus, it makes great yogurt.
Oh yeah,
creamy. Uh-huh. But you don't use my products to make a good soft, creamy yogurt. See, it's not like that because the texture is different. But it works. I mean, it'll make you can use anything, put anything in, mix it, and it's a good yogurt. But it's not like acidophilus because acidophilus gives you that creamy texture. You know, a real creamy texture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why they use it with the yogurt, I think.
Right, that's why they use it with the yogurts, and they use different kinds. They'll put other bacteria in there. You know, there's six bacteria that are in my Living Strange Multi-Blend, six of them, that actually they use for different kinds of yogurt.
Oh.
They were yogurt microbes. So that's the background bacteria that are in my... The main ones are Living Streams, the two species of Living Streams, and a Curvatus. Those are the main ones we use in there, but they have background. That's why I call it multi-blend. There's other bacteria in the background. There's 12 altogether, and the other ones are mostly from yogurt. They're all safe, in other words. It's all safe.
I've got some really nice yogurt. I don't eat it myself, but I give it to my dog, and I think I'm going to put some out on the counter today and put a bunch of different of your things in there and just see what happens.
Yeah, you can keep them out there and cover them.
Just kind of mix and match. It doesn't matter which ones I put them in
there.
No,
you can put them all in there. You can every one of them in
and
there.
Just see what it'll do, right?
Bifidos are all in there, and you can put them all in there. Bifidos and the lactic acid.
Will you be able to tell that it's making little babies?
Well, yeah, if you leave it in there for 24, 48 hours, you can do on it. After 24 hours, you can see it. You just set it, cover it with something.
Yeah.
Simmer the milk ahead of time. Simmer it. Make sure you simmer the milk.
Oh, no, this is like just yogurt from the store.
Oh, you could do that too.
Can you do that too? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the milk, you can use milk and make your own yogurt from milk.
Oh, yeah, good.
Cold
milk. Julie wants to know, will the heat harm mailing the probiotics?
No, not at all.
I have all
no,
my...
You can keep it on a countertop for several weeks if you want to. You didn't have to be refrigerated. There's a few of them that have to be refrigerated, like the alfalfa should be refrigerated, and so is the florapim should be refrigerated. But it doesn't really have to be. It's not like... If you went on a vacation for a week
it's
or two,
yeah.
You can take it, leave it in your purse. It doesn't bother it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But for storage, you want to put it in it for. It's to make it last longer. So once bacteria are warm, they break down all the nutrient in the liquid. They're absorbing it. But when they're cold, it slows down the production, the consumption of the nutrient. And nutrient is very important, what's inside there.
Oh, because every one of your products has a different nutrient that it's playing with, right?
Right.
Has a different
Herb that's being made from that do different things, that trigger the body to do different things. Like, you know, it just does. I mean, like, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, just the way you make it. Like the Glacier milk, that has Shilajit. Boy, that's pretty
powerful. Don't have, but we discontinued Glacier milk.
How come?
I couldn't, because nobody wanted to buy it.
So nobody wanted it. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but we discontinued it, and it didn't keep long, so we make a batch, and 90% of it went down the drain, because it doesn't have the
longevity. I liked it.
Well, I know. But I got a bunch of it there. I can send it to you if you want to drink it, but half of it's gone bad already.
Seth
you
wants
can't keep to, it even. I have to keep it at least 3 months before I.
I see.
Before I sell it, see, I can't. It doesn't. You know, I, and I like to keep it fresh, all fresh, and all my other products. Pretty much, I can sell them all. I couldn't. So I had to. I was making it, not selling very much. Yeah. So I just couldn't. It doesn't do what I thought it would do. Like not as good as the other stuff. In other words,
Seth wants to know what's the name of your product that has the C60, and how is it different from? There's a lot of them out there.
The C60 product is called the Perfect Molecule. And what I do is, this is what I tell everybody, it's a joke. Now, you remember, this is a joke. I said, everybody else is producing C60 are in the 15th century, and I'm in the 25th century. I'm doing stuff in the 25th century, okay? Because I take the C60, grind it up like they all do, and I put it in liquid, which is heavier than water, okay? This stuff's heavier than water. So, but I use the enzymes, and I use the bacteria I use in Living Streams Multi-Blend to make it, because it's a multi-blend of bacteria, and I put the nutrient in there, and I stir it up every day, and the bacteria, the enzymes from the bacteria will break down the C60 into the molecule, and these bacteria will pick it up in their bodies, and they'll carry it through the body, because half of these bacteria that are in the Living Streams Multi-Blend are travelers. They travel all through the body. So they take this frequency that this molecule produces and instantaneously goes through the whole body. That's the reason I did that. And they put, see, when they make the oil, they put oil, which is fine, but they're globules. You know, there's the molecule is 1.2 nanometers wide, but you see it in the oil. It's in there. It's thick. It's heavy. But then it's got to get into the digestive tract, and it's got to be pulled through the intestinal tract walls in small amounts, tiny. Most of it's wasted, goes out, because it cannot be broken down. A lot of these guys will put acid in the oil to help separate the globules, you know, to break it apart. And the molecule is basically indestructible. It's just like it's almost as hard as a diamond. So it's a form of the molecule that gives you the nutrient value, in other words, the energy value. That's what it is. If you understand Walter Russell and what he talked about this molecule, that it's a structure effect. You remember that structure paper I sent you?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to study that, and you'll understand after you really study that and understand what structure effect does. You understand that this molecule is a perfect molecule.
The perfect molecule. Wow.
And when the magnetic wave of the Earth, the gravity wave of the Earth comes through our body, which we take in, when it hits this molecule, it creates a frequency that makes you feel healthy and puts your body in a state of energy. That's why it works. That's my theory, but it's pretty rock solid. Pretty rock solid. And that's what it does. We're not consuming C60. It vibrates in your body. And the more you have it, the more vibration you have, the stronger you're going to get.
Well, the rat study proves
everything. Yeah. The rat study.
We sure like it. What Wayne's talking about is the perfect molecule. It's in our store. It's his own special combination of the Probies and the C60. But you obviously think there's really something going on with this perfect molecule.
I think there is. What I've said, I've had people call me. I had a woman call me up, and when I was sending it out when I first made it, and she's a regular customer, and she called me up and said, you know, what is a C6? So I told her what it was. She said, well, why did you send it to me? I said, as a test to get feedback. And I said, I'm thinking about marketing. She says, you better market it. She was really about it. You better market it. This is the best product you ever made. And that was when I first made it. So, She was really excited about it. She said, this stuff does, I mean, women can really sense the difference, but men can't. It takes about 30 days for men to feel it, and what they feel is raw physical strength. And it's like this, you know, you get older and you're tired, you're sitting in a chair, and you're thinking about all the stuff you got to do like men do, and you just say, you put it, I'll do it tomorrow, and then don't do it. Well, with the C60, I've noticed this about myself, and a lot of people have told me, men have, they're sitting in a chair and they think about something they got to do, and they get up and they go do it. They just get up and go do it. I mean, that's the difference between C60 person and somebody that doesn't have C60. And I noticed that about myself. When I think about something to do, I get up and go do it right there. I have the energy. I'm not really tired. You get up and you go do it. You see what I mean?
Well, that's the difference. That's the only way to get it done because, boy, as Bob Dylan once said, don't think twice, it's all right, you know?
Right, yeah. But see, that's exactly what everybody's been telling me. Right. So it's really working great. And in men, it takes about 30 days to realize the difference, not only psychologically, but physically. You get up and you go do it, like me picking up that bag of dog food in the garage when I realized I was picking up that 50-pound bag of dog food, and I usually throw it over my shoulder and carry it in, right? Well, I used to grab the ear of the bag and pick it up off the shelf and carry it in, and I was picking it up with one arm, putting it up on the table, when I realized I haven't done that in years.
That'll be done.
See, that's what happens. You realize, like a guy that's 74 years old, he runs with his dog now. He started running unconsciously, ran up this hill, ran into the park, a third of the way into the park before he realized he was running. He hadn't run in 20 years.
The perfect molecule. We think it's
just what it does. It does something to your brain. It can make you just go ahead and just don't do it, you know what I mean? You know, and he's cutting down trees with chainsaws now. He's 74 years old.
Who was the original C60 guy, the original?
Walter Russell talked about C60. They discovered it in 1988, I believe, 85 or 88. The Russians did. But he talked about it way before that, perfect molecule. He knew about it.
Oh, it was a Russian thing.
Russians found it over there in the mine.
Well, the Russians did everything, you know, so I mean... Yeah.
Well, Russians are very, very good researchers. Yeah. I mean, they read a lot of their stuff.
It's very, a big problem. They're doing it all.
They're outside the box, definitely.
That's right. Oh, Vlad. Well, Wayne, you're always a blast to talk to. I think we learned a lot about the immune system.
No,
you did. You did. And what I'll do is
don't forget to email those people back that need
I will.
To talk to them.
Yeah,
I'll
help talk to you.
Someone with diarrhea and stuff.
Okay. Well, say hi to all the Moosies, Wayne Blakely, all of
sure
the
will.
Products. We appreciate it, brother. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
All right. Wayne Blakely, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. If you'd like to try some of his products, they're all in our store. We're going to have to take out the Glacier Milk. He's not doing that one anymore. And I'm going to give you Maryland's number, 260-912-2981, 360-912-2981. She works with Wayne, and she can explain a lot of the different things. And as you heard, there's a wide variety of products and different nutrients, and they all kind of play around with different areas. But, you know, the Living Streams Multi-Blend and the Living Minerals and the Bifido, those are the main ones I would start with. But then also try, I'm going to start doing more of them into my ear too, get them right down there, small intestine. That'll be fun to play with that. And I'm going to make me a whole bunch of yogurt and put it on the counter today with the Living Streams and see what I come up with. I'll let you know. So I love you all very much. Thanks for your ongoing support. We will see you tomorrow with Andrew Goss. I noticed that the internet cut out on me about three minutes ago and came back. We've had a lot of weather here, but it's been real solid, so we appreciate our internet connection. But yeah, it did cut off here this morning for a few minutes, but the complete show is going to be a podcast. So we'll see you tomorrow with Andrew. I love you all, and may the blessings be.
Know the Source on One Radio Network.